Yeah, we should take note.
Are you an advocate of the permanent carry, the new law, the House Bill 1927 law that allows Texans ages 21 and older to carry handguns without training or a license as long as they're not legally prevented from doing so?
Say, nigga, you going a long way with this shit. Boy, you asking some real legitimate questions, homie.
You're from the Texas.
Questions.
You represent Texas Nigga Nation. You're representing for Texas. I believe you're an advocate for us.
Salute to your journalism, homie. I'm an advocate. I'm pro-Second Amendment. And this is a further step that backs the Second Amendment rights. I think anybody should be able to carry a gun without our government saying you have permission.
But don't you think this will turn into the Wild Wild West?
No. We are already the Wild Wild West.
And now you don't have to get licensed to carry. You had to get licensed to carry. We got licensed, to carry.
What criminal been getting licensed? This helps the legal person here. This law here for no license helps the person that's law abiding, because when do criminals follow law? When do criminals follow gun laws? So when you tighten and stricten gun laws, it only hurts the legal law abiding citizen. It doesn't hurt the criminal who's going to get him a gun no matter what. So we want to be armed just like the criminal. So this levels the playing field.
It definitely does.
Tough guy.
It definitely does.
And now the law is more on my side, because I'm still legally carrying. No matter what, you're still illegally carrying, right? With or without a license, you're still illegally carrying if you're a convicted felon.
Right.
Right. So what this law does is, if you get caught with a gun, you still get possession of unlawfully carrying a gun.
But some brothers in Texas don't even realize, like, if you get out of prison, you discharge your whole sentence, or you get out of prison, you discharge your parole. After 5 years, you can get a gun, but you only can carry it at the house.
State-wise, yes.
But federal, no. But I solely believe, like, you can't be out here selling drugs in your house and then you have your pistol there and then the state come in and they see what's going on and then you think they ain't finna turn it over to the feds. If you just have to use your pistol, use a pistol. Yeah.
And on the safe side, mm-hmm. if you're an ex-con and you have a felony conviction,
right,
have your wife or your girlfriend purchase the pistols and leave them in your home, leave them in your car, because you can travel in your car, right? They pull you over. Man, my wife left that in the glove box.
That's part of my person.
You can legally cover yourself like that. Nobody's trying to lock up a law-abiding citizen, homie. I don't care if you've got 10 felonies. If you're law-abiding, you've been living your life pro-social values, homie. Nobody's trying to lock you up, homie. You have to defend your home. You have to defend your family. Nobody's trying to lock a person up, homie. They want criminals with guns. They want the young guys we see. Mm-hmm. In the videos in the neighborhood with these military high power rifles that they're shooting in the neighborhood with grandmother and the kids in these small wooden houses in the hood. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to get rid of, homie.
I understand.